Nedarim Paritesh Mishnevav. L'zech Nishmas Erzavar Bashlomo. Continuing the subject of a poskin l'neder, finding an opening to back out of a neder that you made. Oh, if I had known that, I never would have made it. Poskin miyamin tovim b'shabbosos. You can annul a neder by reason of Yontif or Shabbos. A guy makes a neder saying, I'm not going to eat meat for 30 days. And in the middle of those 30 days is going to be Sukkos, and he's going to have to eat a lot of meat for Yontif. And he didn't realize, he didn't think of it. And he says, when they ask him, would you have made the neder if you knew that Yontif was coming? And he says, no, never. Then you can annul that neder. If he was aware that it included Shabbos or Yontif, but he didn't know it was a mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos or Yontif, that also would allow him to back out of the nether. But again, these are situations where he's talking to the Bezdin already, and they're finding excuses. Barishana ha-yomrim, originally what they used to say was, Osan ha-yomin mutarin. Those days are mutar, ush'ar kol yomim asurim, but all the other days are asur. When they tried to find a poskin l'neder for example, Shabbos, they would say, okay, he made a neder not to eat meat for a week and didn't realize that on Shabbos you're supposed to eat meat in the middle. So Shabbos he can eat meat, but the rest of the days of that week, he's out. The rest of those days, his neder is in force on weekdays. Same with the other situation. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva, till Rabbi Akiva came, Billy made, and he taught the following. He said, "Shan neder shehuter mitzaso huter kulo." A neder where part of it is nullified, the entire thing is annulled. So if we find any psicha, any opening to annul even part of the neder, one day out of 7, one day out of 30, the rest of the neder is not binding. Rabbi Akiva learns that a neder is only binding if all of it is binding on the person. Mishnah Zayin asks how. Ketzad. So following Rabbi Akiva's explanation of this, that the whole neder has to be binding, so what would be our situation? Omar, konam she'eni nena l'chulchem. If a guy says to a group, and he says to all of them, I am not going to get any benefit, any hanah from all of you, hutar echad mehen, but they find a way to void one out of the 20 guys. And when he said all of you or any of you, and then one of them, it turns out, we find the psicha l'neder to get him out of it, then hitru kulon, then the other 19 are fine also. Because once part of the neder has been nullified, the whole neder is nullified. What if he said, she'eni nena lozeh belozeh? Konam, what I'm going to benefit from this one and this one and this one. So he names each guy individually. So it's like a series of nadarim, a series of prohibitions, but each one is based on the previous one, the Gemara explains. So if he says, Konam, that I shouldn't get benefit from Reuven, then he says, Konam, Shimon should be like Reuven. Konam, Levi should be like Shimon. Konam, Yehuda should be like Levi. So each one is kind of dependent on the previous ones, but they were spoken individually when he spoke them. Hutar harishon, if the first guy, the initial neder Reuven, was made mutter, then hitru kulon. Then all the other 19 guys who followed Reuven are also mutter. Because the other 19 guys, he should be like him, he should be like him, he should be like him. It's a domino effect, and they're all dependent on the first guy. If the first guy's mutter, they're all mutter. Hutar ha'achron, if only the last guy in the chain was made mutter, then ha'acharon mutter, then only the last guy is mutter, because he's the last in the chain, and nobody else depends on him. B'chulan asurin, the first 19 guys, 1 through 19, are still asur, because he only was matir, the last guy, and each one was uttered independently, so it's like 20 separate nedarim, in a sense. Hutar ha'emtsoi, what if the middle guy, guy number 11, was made mutter? And then numbers 12 through 20 are all dependent on 11, but numbers 1 through 10 came before 11. Well then, heymenu ulamata mutter. 12 through 20 who are dependent on number 11 guy, they're all mutter because they all go back to him. Once he's mutter, and then he said, and 12 should be like 11, and 13 should be like 12, they're all mutter too. Heymenu ulamala usser. But the guys before him, 1 through 10, they are still usher because they go back to the first guy's responsibility. So it's all going back in the chain as far as you can. Guys 10 through 1 can all still be seen as usher. Guys 12 through 20 depend on number 11, so they can be seen as mutter. What if he says, she'eni nena lezek korban, ulezek korban? He talks about a bunch of different guys again, but he says, distinctly, what I benefit from this one is a carbon, what I benefit from this one is a carbon. So now, unlike the previous case, he's not making each guy dependent on the guy before him. Each guy is an entirely separate neder. In this case, Srichen Pesach Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. Then, being Matir one neder does not help the other 19, because each one is an entirely separate neder who are unrelated, the Rabbanon say, and so they are not going to be connected, and he has to be Matir neder for each one separately, according to the Chachamim's view of this.